Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD Fixed Income Desk at the CIO office. Asian indices on a mixed footing as investors wait for further clarity on Fed's policy actions and balance sheet reduction. The lawmakers vote to renegotiate the Brexit withdrawal agreement with Brussels, and Apple's earnings were probably the closely watched events in the past 24 hours. US benchmark yield at 2.71%, while gold edged higher to 1,314. China's president's top economic aide, Vice Premier Liu He, will meet U.S. Trade Representative Robert and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin today. Apple's first quarter results and forecast suggest performance stabilizing. Fitch Ratings reduces Petróleos Mexicanos' credit rating from BBB+ to BBB-. The outlook remains negative. Please read the Daily Dose for further details. Abu Dhabi three-way merger to form 114 billion UAE bank. New banking group will carry the ADCB identity. ADCB agreed to merge with Union National Bank and Al Hilal to create the Gulf's fifth largest lender with about $114 billion in assets. Al Hilal Bank will retain its existing name and brand and operate as a separate Islamic banking entity within the group. Chinese insurers are being encouraged to use their long-term funds to increase exposure to listed companies, particularly through equities and high-quality bonds, as concerns grow over the looming trade wars. The regulator said it planned to speed up the regulatory process for approving significant equity investments. The China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission first announced new rules for setting up of these special products in October last year, which will hold stocks, bonds, and convertible bonds issued by listed companies. Last but not the least, Dubai Investment Park has decided to postpone its proposed US dollar against 5-year Sukuk transaction due to the availability of more attractive funding alternatives for refinancing the outstanding $300 million notes. That's it. Thank you and have a great day.